AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy charges, accusing him of plotting to subvert the will of voters and overturn his 2020 election loss. Trump appeared before a magistrate judge in the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., and our Noman Merchant was among a handful of reporters allowed in.
The former president was briefed by the magistrate judge about the four counts that he faces against him and the prison time, which would add up to decades in prison, were he to be convicted of those crimes. There wasn't really much discussion beyond that about the case because this was an initial hearing, but they set a future hearing for later this month and indicated that they want the case to move as quickly as possible.
After Trump told reporters he's being targeted for political reasons.
If you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
In Mississippi, six white former law enforcement officers have pleaded guilty to federal civil rights offenses against two black men. They were brutalized during a home raid that ended when an officer shot one of them in the mouth. And Texas A&M University has reached a $1 million settlement with a black journalism professor whose hiring was sabotaged by backlash over her past work promoting diversity. The nation's largest public school apologized to Kathleen McElroy. She's a former New York Times editor and had overseen the journalism school at the more liberal University of Texas at Austin. And Jackie Quinn has word of a recall of birth control pills.
Lupin Pharmaceuticals, which makes Tydemi, directly notified customers this past weekend there was a recall on two batches of the birth control pills because there wasn't enough ascorbic acid in the formula, which could potentially impact its effectiveness and lead to pregnancy. Tydemi users are being told to check with their doctors to find an alternative form of contraception if their pills are under recall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Pope Francis is in Portugal, where he's urged students to fight economic injustice and protect the environment. Karen Chamas has more.
The Pope arrived to a sea of applause and cheers at a youth event at the prestigious Catholic University in Lisbon. In his remarks at the university, the pontiff urged young people to challenge the status quo of self-preservation and engage in learning for the collective good. An academic degree should not be seen merely as a license to pursue personal well-being, but as a mandate to work for a more just and inclusive, that is, truly progressive society. Student Francisco Ferreira came to the event, which he felt would be more intimate, ahead of the opening of World Youth Day.
And I thought it would be a very good opportunity to have a closer encounter with the Pope.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Thanks, Karen. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.